Our AccuWeather forecast says it'll be partly sunny today. We'll have a high maybe 6 above zero. Wind chill readings well below zero. Again, the Gateway Technical College today, it's an educational summit coming up this afternoon in conjunction with the annual celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The summit will go from 2 until 4:30 this afternoon in the Madrigano Auditorium on the Kenosha Gateway campus. That will follow the King Day ceremony, which begins at noon. The public is invited to attend both. Racine and Kenosha counties are both looking for their next group of students to participate in the Youth in Governance programs. It puts select high schoolers on county board committees. No official voting power, but with the ability to be a part of open discussion on different issues. Racine County Supervisor Monty Osterman has led the effort the past 2 years, telling his colleagues recently, reach into your districts, seek out young adults who might be interested. So there's also a recruitment process launching this week into next.
We have the high schools scheduled for their yearly presentations, and the following week also. So it's time to start thinking about our next group already.
And he promoted one of WRJN's scheduled community conversations with Glenn Klein this Thursday morning. They're going to be talking about youth and governance and how it's proven to be a big success.
We're going to have Representatives Ostergaard and Jessa James. That'll be on WRJN with me on the Community Conversations show. So tune in, WRJN, and listen to them next Thursday morning.
The Youth and Governance application form in Racine County, available on the county website under the letter Y, or contact the UW Extension Office. Kenosha County's Youth and Governance program, for which Racine County's is modeled, also seeking a new group of student leaders, go online to kenosha.uwex.edu. If you were thinking about maybe a vehicle purchase this year, take note, it may cost you just a little bit more. Higher interest rates could affect state car sales, but just how much, that remains to be seen, according to Wisconsin Automobile and Truck Dealers Association President Bill Sepik.
I don't believe it's going to put a damper on things. It's going to certainly increase your percentage on your loan slightly. But what we have seen from the lending institutions is, you know, there certainly is the ability to get that loan. They're working with the consumer in terms of getting you into a loan that works for you.
Says there could always be what he calls a stutter step in car sales, which set a record, by the way, across the country last year, and were up 4.2% here in Wisconsin. A smoky fire early this morning that began in the kitchen of a Racine home in the 1000 block of Lockwood Avenue displaces 2 adults and 2 children. The initial report had the fire in the stove. Damage estimated at about $3,000. Public Works was called in to deal with all the ice that was created by this morning's response by the fire department. And former Badgers football coach Brett Bielema is apparently going to be starring in a web-based reality series, according to the Bleacher Report. He's the current coach of Arkansas. He'll be featured in Being Brett Bielema. First trailers for the program got posted on YouTube back in December. Another one just last Wednesday. Sports website says the show is still shooting the series to be released as 5-minute shorts beginning in February, produced by Sports Talk with Bo Mattingly and JM Associates. There were wind chill readings at the Big Chill in downtown Racine both Saturday and Sunday. Sub-freezing actual temperatures in those wind chills. Well, it didn't stop the snow carving that went on. Downtown Racine Corporation Executive Director Devin Sutherland during the award ceremony, heaping lots of praise on all those who participated and came to see them.
We had some very frigid temperatures earlier in the week. We had above freezing temperatures later in the week, and it made their job so much more difficult. So to see these ultimately finished pieces is just fantastic.
Top prize going to the creation called Early Birds. That and all the others, they're still on display at Monument Square downtown. That entire ceremony on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com. When the Racine Common Council gets together tomorrow night for the first time in almost a month, the agenda is going to include a referral to the Board of Cemetery Commissioners from Alderman Sandy Widener, who's one of its members, requesting a change in the city ordinance to permit dogs on leashes in the city's 2 cemeteries, and votes on the Transit and Parking Commission's recommendations, one to renew the Bell Urban System management contract with First Transit for this year, as well as the placement of a mass transit shelter location at 5201 Washington Avenue. That is the Racine Shopping Center. Today's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday means that the Kenosha City Council will not be meeting until Wednesday. That agenda includes a 2/3 vote on a proposed zoning change for land along the interstate near the Amazon complex. Kohner Commercial Real Estate proposing a speculative warehouse, distribution center, or light industrial facility. But nearby landowners have filed a protest petition, thus the two-thirds vote required. And the Kenosha Council Wednesday to consider a vote on a zoning ordinance adopting the ULI Advisory Services Panel report to redevelop the former Chrysler engine plant site. Two Kenosha police officers injured over the weekend in a traffic accident, one of them partially ejected, happened at Green Bay Road and Highway 158. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says that squad car was responding westbound on 158 to an emergency. Officer Amanda Franco slowed for a red light to look for cross traffic and then proceeded. Did not see the car, though, approaching the intersection hidden by a semi-truck. Franco and Officer Nicole Kopp both taken to a hospital. The second driver, Kenosha's Jason Hullabar, he was cited for operating without a license. The 87-year-old operator of a vehicle not seriously hurt in Mount Pleasant, she apparently backed up a little too fast from her garage, shot across the access road to another driveway and then into a garage on that side, also striking the vehicle inside. This happened at the Primrose Community Complex on North Newman Road. The woman was found by fire rescue personnel still inside of her vehicle in the other garage. The damage significant to her car and to that other garage, minor damage to the other vehicle. Well, when it comes to municipal and county plowing and salting operations statewide during the winter, there is actually a plan of action, which includes a little science and a little forecasting. Mike Sproul with the DOT's Bureau of Highway Maintenance says one strategy that's used by county highway departments under contract with the state involves pre-wetting the salt that is spread on the interstate and all the other state highways.
Counties will add a liquid to the salt as it's coming off the truck. The purpose for that is that it helps it stick to the roadway better and helps it work better and start the brining process faster. Studies have shown that when you pre-wet your salt as it's coming off the truck, about 25% more will stay on the roadway as opposed to bounce off into the ditches.
County Highway Department supply the equipment and the personnel to deal with the snow and the ice on the state highway system roads, the state providing the aid payments to cover the cost. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture is stockpiling up to 500 million doses of a new vaccine to prevent another bird flu outbreak like occurred last year. But many of the poultry producers say they don't want it. Ahead of the regular Caledonia board meeting tonight, there's a special meeting with a closed session to consider issues that relate to the engineering department and a boundary agreement with the town of Raymond. And then an open session. The board's still in a special session to review and possibly take action on a job description for the village engineer and a hiring process. Wisconsin's bigger cities, including Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha, have a lot of issues that are vastly different from rural parts of the state. That is why some lawmakers from those more open areas have unveiled a package of bills to try and help their districts. Among them, Cuba City Representative Travis Trandle says the state's rural areas, they've got a lot to offer.
Ag is a $70 billion business in the state of Wisconsin. We have a lot to offer this state. We have incredible, good working people that have a tremendous work ethic, not only in adults, but also in students. We have students that are completing their high school career, going on to college, getting degrees, and they come out of there from rural areas with a strong work ethic.
The Rural Wisconsin Initiative, as it's called, includes seven separate bills on items ranging from broadband expansion grants to teacher loan forgiveness. State Department of Transportation Southwest Office says the Merrimack Ferry crossed the Wisconsin River more than 54,000 times last year, carrying more than 302,000 vehicles during its 277 days of operation. Ferry runs 24 hours a day during those months. Well, like several other states in the Midwest, Wisconsin has a move-over law with regard to state patrol troopers and other law enforcement officers who are literally being within just a few feet away from speeding vehicles on traffic stops and accidents and other emergencies. Days when you literally take your own life in your hands, according to Inspector Tom Tweedy.
When you see an emergency vehicle stopped along the side of the highway with the warning lights on, it should really trigger an automatic response. The state's move-over law requires drivers to slow down or shift lanes if possible when they are coming upon emergency responders.
And violating that law could result in a $263 fine plus 3 demerit points against your license. The Racine County Economic Development and Land Use Planning Committee agenda for this evening at the Isgrove Office Complex includes a presentation by beekeepers from Racine and Kenosha counties on proposed zoning ordinance language, but with no decision to be made and no public comment accepted. And there's a conditional use permit request to allow a private airstrip to remain at 11711 West 4.5 Mile Road in the town of Raymond. It was built without the permit. The Racine Fire Department asking city leaders to allow an agreement with the Milwaukee Fire Department to buy advanced underwater sector scan sonar equipment through a federal grant program. Fire Chief Steve Hansen telling the Finance Committee this device could be a big help on the Root River as well as Lake Michigan. The city of Racine's been a sub-grantee in the past with Milwaukee, but the chief notes Homeland Security and FEMA have now changed the rules.
We've acquired a lot of water rescue equipment, a lot of water rescue gear through this grant program. So now, instead, the City of Milwaukee Fire Department will purchase this equipment, and they will sign, or we would sign, a memorandum of agreement to host the equipment here in Racine and provide for underwater search and recovery.
Chief Hansen adding that Racine cannot do this kind of grant by itself. Trader Joe's putting out a recall for its raw cashew pieces, the supplier warning that some of the bags might contain salmonella bacteria. The bags with the best before date of July 17th this year should have already been taken off store shelves. Any though purchased before this point can be returned to a Trader Joe's location for a refund. And Amazon is offering up a new free service that'll read your Kindle books to you. Amazon Echo's got a service called Kindle Books by Alexa. Alexa's robotic voice will read any book in your Kindle ebook library. To make it work, you just say, "Alexa, read," whatever title you want to hear, or, "Alexa, ready my Kindle book." If you need to take a break, you can say, "Pause," and when you're ready to listen again, you say, "Resume my book." You also can tell Alexa to go forward or back while reading any of your books. Our AccuWeather forecast, partly sunny this afternoon, still cold though, high maybe 6 above. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.